Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join the show. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire, by the way, is where we do this show. It's the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, sort of the more urban area of what is mostly the woods here in the southwest.
I don't think you could consider any of New Hampshire to be urban.
Yeah.
Even the most populated city in the state is technically not
Match Vegas.
Urban. Yeah, I've also heard it called Matchganistan.
I guess you're probably right about that, Daryl. I mean, I guess on the scale of New Hampshire, it's urban. Like, how do you define urban anyway? Is it there a certain number of stories to the buildings or a certain level of concentration to the people as far as, like, how many people per square mile?
All I know is I think it's Kentucky.
I know that there is a definition, and I will find it.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that since you brought it up.
But I know that within the Census Bureau designation, Keene is not considered to have a metropolitan area. It has a micropolitan area.
I just don't know what the definition between those two are either.
So, okay, you're from a big city originally.
I don't know. I don't know if you would call Sarasota, Florida a big city. I mean, it's a city, but the city itself, last time I looked, only had like 75,000 people in it.
I thought it had more than that.
The county had close to 400,000, but the city limits itself, only 75,000.
I thought Sarasota was larger than that.
Maybe it's a little larger now, but you know, it's probably been a decade since I've looked at the numbers. But even then, you know, it's no Tampa or anything like that.
I thought Tampa and Sarasota were next door neighbors.
Not quite. There's an entire county between Tampa and Sarasota. County. Anyway, so you look up that definition. And
I will.
The reason I mentioned we're in Keene tonight is because there's been a terrible update on a story that we covered here and actually broke the news of, I think, originally over at FreeKeene.com, which, Daryl, you and I are bloggers on FreeKeene.com. So I'm sure you recall last year in May where there was a coordinated attack nationwide. 200 raids went off on one or two day period.
Like 25 or 26 states across the country.
Yeah, 200 sites, 200 raids were essentially conducted simultaneously on a lot of head shops and I think probably some people's houses and things like that. But it came to Keene on that day in question in the form of a DEA raid with what appeared to be something like a dozen agents at least raiding a local head shop here on Main Street called Fat Stuff. That's P-H-A-T, Fat Stuff. They've been around for years. I remember when I moved up here, I think it was after I moved up as part of the Free State Project. All three of us, by the way, in the studio here tonight are in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We moved here because we're in search of more freedom in life generally.
Shh, don't out me, man. I want to keep it a secret. I'm joining the Manchester crew.
I don't know what that means, Johnson. Let's go on with the story here. So we moved up here as over 1,000, actually over, I think around 1,500 people have now done as part of the Free State Project. We care about freedom. We wanted to get together in a place where we could be more free instantly. New Hampshire is that place, and also work together to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And so that's why we're here, and that's one of the reasons why I responded when I found out that Fat Stuff was being raided by the DEA. I mean, I don't know the owners of Fat Stuff. But I know that they don't seem like bad people to me. They are a couple who's been running this store for, I would say, it seems like close to a decade. Maybe it's more like 5 years, but it's been a long while. It was several years ago that the location actually wasn't even in Keene. It was in a town south of here called Winchester. and they had a storefront down there that they had operating for years. They eventually moved the store to Keene, and what Fat Stuff sells is nothing different from what every other head shop in, you know, in the United States sells. They sell pipes. Primarily pipes. They sell rolling papers.
But wasn't the allegation that they're selling the K2 spice?
That was the allegation, but curiously, they haven't been charged with anything about selling spice. So that was a separate thing.
And actually, isn't it a well-known fact that that particular head shop was one of the first to stop selling it before being even required
by any
sort of thing? So that particular head shop, that spice was a very common thing to appear in head shops for a long time, and did make an appearance at Fat Stuff, I believe, but they didn't like it and got rid of it long before most of the rest of the head shops in the country.
And spice is actually a brand name of a synthetic cannabis, but it has become sort of the generic name for all forms of synthetic cannabis.
And it's been always sold as incense that is clearly labeled as not for human consumption.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the owner's opinion is on that particular product, but it's my understanding the reason they stopped was because of pushback from the community. There were people protesting out in front of their store, and I guess after a while, they did continue selling it for a while, but after some period of time, they did decide to take it off their shelves. And it did happen
before the team
passed the ordinance against it.
There was also a federal, some kind of regulation that went through saying that at the federal level, you could not sell it or something along those lines.
Did they schedule spice?
I don't know if they scheduled it, but they made some kind of federal diktat on
it. I haven't been following closely the legal status of these various synthetic drugs.
Just a question. Why did they call it a schedule anyway? I mean, it almost sounds like some politicians are like, well, 2 o'clock... I'm going to try spice. Like, why is it called a schedule?
Well, the schedule would be in relation to Schedule 1, Schedule 2.
Right, no, I understand that.
For drugs.
But why is it called a schedule? Schedule to me sounds like something like a time and a place that you're going to do something.
You know what, Johnson? It's a legal term. It can have any definition they darn well please to to adhere to it. So, good question. If you've got the answer, you're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE.
So, I found the definition for urban.
Urban, okay, great.
Urban... Or actually, an urbanized area denotes an urban area of 50,000 or more people.
50,000, okay.
An urban cluster is an urbanized area of under 50,000 people.
Hold on. So, did they just define urban with the word urban?
Yes, they did.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so basically a densely populated area
of
50,000 or more.
But they don't say what the population density needs to be, right?
Because this does not say.
I mean, because, yeah, and then it uses the term urban to describe.
Oh, wait, hold on. Coming down here, another paragraph. The U.S. Census Bureau defines an urban area as core census block groups or blocks that have a population density at least 1,000 people per square mile and surrounding census blocks that have an overall density of at least 500 people per square mile.
Got it.
All I know is that in SimCity 2000, when you got above Metropolis and you reached the Megalopolis phase, that once you had above 120,000 residents, you could build the Arcologies, which were like the single structures that would hold 55,000 plus residents in one building.
Wow, okay, that would be urban.
Yeah, and then eventually if you won the game, they would all shoot off into space.
SimCity, which one?
2000. The best SimCity.
I think I stopped playing after SimCity.
But no, Arcologies are cool because they're actually becoming reality, like in like Tokyo and stuff like that. They're
really?
Building all these, they're essentially a self-contained city within a vertical building. So they have malls and big terrarium areas with gardens and whatnot. And everything's self-contained. Like,
I feel like I've heard about these things in the past.
Yeah, massive, massive, massive buildings.
But they're open? They're like happening
they
now?
Have sort of like, yeah, they're happening now. Okay. Mostly in...
I feel like I heard about one when it was under construction, but maybe not.
I want to say China, Korea, Hong Kong, like those type of areas are where Japan...
Do they have head shops, though?
I'm sure.
Well, that's the thing. They're cracking down, as we were talking about here in Keene, And now the news is the owners of the head shop that was raided, and I imagine the owners of all the other hundreds, you know, of raids that happened in the same day across the country, they've been charged criminally with conspiracy to distribute drug paraphernalia and conspiracy to money launder. They're facing 23 years in prison. I can tell you more about it coming up here in moments.
An entirely different way to blast off into space.
This is it's terrible. It's horrifying news. Their family's being torn apart as a result of it. They got two kids. 855 453. Oh, and I heard they were arrested in front of their kids, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you support The hundreds of raids that went on across the United States back in May of 2014 that are now, nearly a year later, resulting in criminal charges for the head shop owners here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. I was there on the scene of these raids for 4+ hours, recording raw video and turned it into a 17-minute long piece about the raids, and it was just absolutely outrageous what was going on. I mean, it was just straight up armed robbery by a criminal gang who walked away with 100,000 various pipes and, you know, rolling papers and glass blown hand, you know, nice pipes. Essentially, just a bunch of pipes. They took it all and loaded up a box truck full of it and rolled away, while in some cases wearing balaclavas, full face masks, to obscure who they actually were. Now, because of the footage that I got, I was actually able to show at least one of these undercover agents with his mask off as he was poking around stealing things from this the store. Now the owners are facing 23 years in prison. They've got two kids. The raid happened in front, allegedly, in front of the family. When it did go down, I can't really say more than that because I've only heard it third hand. But the article that I've written over at freekeen.com is from the federal government's own reports. The information, the indictment was pulled from the PACER system, so all the information there is, you know, at least factual according to the federal government. So we can tell you more about that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also want to let you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which is coming up in about a week or so. In fact, it's going to be March 28th. And 29th, happening in downtown Austin, Texas, at the Moody Theater. It's the second annual. Mark and I were there broadcasting live last year, and you can join us this year. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL when you grab your tickets. You'll get a $25 discount off a very affordable price of $150, so knock $25 off by using code FTL. And don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, as well as the great guest speakers they're going to be having, like George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, Symbala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, plus other great speakers like Charlie Shrem, Anthony DiOrio, Robert Murphy, Jason King, and David Johnston. You won't want to miss this awesome event. It was a lot of fun last time. We're looking forward to being there this year. Texas Bitcoin Code FTL for the discount. Now, so just a little bit more here about what happened. It was about a month ago that the, not a raid, I guess, but the raid happened in May of 2014. And then a month ago, DEA agents arrested the folks who own Fat Stuff, which is a local head shop here in Keene, New Hampshire. They've been charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering and conspiracy to offer drug paraphernalia for sale. The paraphernalia sales charge carries up to 3 years in prison.
Even though all of the pipes that they sold said for tobacco use only.
Yeah, I don't know if every pipe had a label on it, but it may have. I didn't.
All of the display cases.
Really? Okay, the cases. Yeah, and they also were very careful at this shop. They had a desk right in front of the door, and as soon as somebody opened the door, they would card almost everybody that walked into that place. They didn't really care how you looked. They wanted to be very, very careful, you know, about how they were selling this product. Obviously, they trained their sales staff to not say things that would get them in trouble. So,
if you even mention drugs or say the word bong,
right,
bong, you yeah. get kicked out.
Exactly.
I know that because there was somebody, a local businessman who makes silver, who was going in trying to get different businesses to accept silver. And during the course of the conversation, he said, "So, can I smoke weed out of these bongs?"
What a moron.
And they asked him to leave.
Yeah. So they're very, very cautious about that, and they've had those policies in place for a long time. This shop's been open for years. It's not like this was some new storefront that just swung its doors open and was slinging bongs out to the local teenagers. I mean, they were very cautious about how they sold the water pipes and the other pipes that were available in the store. And the really crazy part is right across the street, there's another store that sells many of the many similar items. Now, it's a fraction of the size of the inventory. The smaller store across the street it's more of like a corner market that has, you know, drinks and
magazines,
beef jerky, magazines, newspapers. But they also have a fairly decent selection of pipes and water pipes and rolling papers and things like that.
They also sell tobacco with that.
True. Did they not sell tobacco at Fat Stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I know for certain that the store across the street, they sell, you know, pipe tobacco,
right.
They sell cigarettes, etc.
And water pipes, which, you know, would be very similar to what would have been found across, and plus handheld pipes and things like that. So they raided the one store, but they didn't raid the other store. I'm not advocating they raid anyone, but it's just, you know, interesting study in contrast there. So they stole about $100,000 worth of inventory. They also stole their truck, the couple that owns the store, Panos and Katie. Their truck was stolen. Their bank account was raided by the feds. Every single penny essentially taken from the bank account, $100,000 of inventory. It was amazing to me that they were able to even keep the doors open on that place after the raid happened, that they continued to do business.
Yeah.
So that really must be very, it's from what I understand, very, very difficult on them right now. They're out on bail conditions that are fairly restrictive. I don't think they're confined to their home, but essentially they have no money, so they really can't go out and do anything. And they're awaiting what is going to be expected to be a 2-week-long trial in federal court coming up in April. So I just wanted to give folks who've been paying attention an update to that
story. And is this hearing going to be in Concord?
Concord, New Hampshire. Yeah, at federal court. In April, and it's yet to be determined whether or not it's going to be a jury trial or a bench trial at this point. I'm hoping they end up going with a jury trial on this because, you know,
I don't trust juries. I don't trust judges.
Yeah, I understand that. But at least with the jury, there's, you know, 12 chances that you could have someone hang the jury as opposed to the judge who's going to look at the wording on the law here. And he's going to say, well, you know, and we don't know what evidence they have. The indictment's very, very short. Unlike Ross Ulbricht's indictment, which was, you know, a couple dozen pages long. This one's 3 pages. It just basically kind of glosses over what happened. They're claiming here in the indictment that they knowingly count one here, conspiracy to offer drug paraphernalia for sale. That they knowingly and intentionally combined, conspired, and agreed with each other and with other persons to offer these offer for sale drug paraphernalia to include, among other items, glass pipes, bongs, and chillums in violation of Title 21 U.S. Code, which I looked up, by the way.
What is a chillum?
Oh, you know what? I don't even really know what the definition of a chillum is.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever used one. I bet Google could answer you and give you a picture as to what that what that looks like.
My phone just picked you up saying that because I happened to be – I was Googling to find out what a chillum was. And because you said that, it act with the –
It picked up chillum, huh? I knew how to spell it.
No, it picked you up saying, I wonder if Google would know. And it was like, oh, what do you want?
Here I am.
Do you want me to search for you?
You know, we've actually got some news related to Google coming up as well, an update on the antiwar.com situation. So whether it's chillums or anti-war, drug raids, this insane war on drugs, you can talk about whatever's on your mind here. 855-453 is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And if you're someone who thinks that this couple here should be, you know, have their family torn apart and their business destroyed, love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we've got waiting for you there. You get to create the content that's there on the front page of the site. Submit what you want. And then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. It's a great way to kind of get a feel for what Free Talk Live listeners are interested in and talking about. Another great site, freedomsphoenix.com. You're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day over at freedomsphoenix.com. You provide the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. At freedomsphoenix.com, they offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So on one hand, you've got the federal government sort of, you know, there's some changes afoot that almost make it seem like at least the marijuana portion of the war on drugs is over, right? Like the Colorado, Washington, now Alaska and Oregon, they've all legalized cannabis to some extent or another. Washington, D.C. even legalized cannabis as the city, and it looks like the federal government can't really do much about it at this point. Whether they're going to make a move and arrest the mayor or not still remains to be seen.
I've got a question about about that. So in these states where marijuana decriminalized, that there have been civil asset forfeiture cases where I saw a meme, and I don't know how true it is, that somebody actually was able to go into a police department and ask for their marijuana back.
That was in D.C.
But here's the thing. I want to know if somebody was formerly a dealer could go and say, I'd like my vehicle back.
That's a good question. With the cannabis, I know when Derek J was arrested a few years ago, he wound up, after getting out of jail and going down to seek refuge in Philly, he got a letter, and I called him up on the phone. Hey, you got a letter from Keene Police. Do you want me to open it and read it to you? He said yes. It was a notice of destruction of evidence. And he could request that they not destroy the evidence and that they return the evidence. The evidence was cannabis.
Right.
So my guess
is,
right, but my guess is what happened down in D.C. was somebody got arrested when it was illegal.
Right.
And then after it became decriminalized, he got this notice of destruction of evidence and walked in and said, yes, I would like my cannabis back,
please. Understanding of the D.C. situation, and I could be wrong, was that he was arrested for something else. And so he was arrested for something else, and they confiscated the marijuana at that time, and that he went in and then was able to get that back. But you could be right as well.
I didn't read the whole backstory on it, but I have read a good bit about what they're calling legalization in D.C., and their legalization does not allow any kind of sell at all.
That's correct.
You can gift up to an ounce to someone.
Right.
But they cannot give you anything as compensation or a thank you for that gift.
I want to go to Tony. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
How you doing?
Hey, Tony. What's on your mind tonight?
This is a kind of a concept that most people aren't even paying attention to. But little by little, we're losing the right to use American tender cash. For different things.
What are you talking about?
Cash. American cash.
I understand what cash is. When you say you're losing the right to use it, what do you mean by that?
There's no law that says a proprietor or any business has to accept American cash. Now, already on airlines, I'll give you a couple
Actually, there is a law that they have to accept. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying they don't have to accept cash. But there is a law that they do have to accept the U.S. currency. It's called legal tender. And so I guess what you're saying is that on an airline, they'll only take a credit card. Technically, that is still accepting legal or that's still accepting U.S. currency. So I guess that's
okay,
how to get
but I'm it. Talking about apps. I'm talking about cash.
Yeah.
So once you eliminate cash, if that's the next move, then all of the distribution of, I mean, I could make a joke out of it. You want to go buy a pot, you got to buy it with a credit card. You want to buy Coke, you got to buy it with a credit card. They're going to get rid of
Clearly, you haven't heard about Bitcoin yet, Tony.
And there's also, like, a bunch of steps to go between you can only use a credit card on an airplane that's 30,000 feet up in the air, and you can't use dollar bills anywhere ever, and you wind up going to jail if you possess one. There's a huge gap between those two things.
Well, you go on a parkway in New Jersey, there is no credit cards. Either you got to.
They've made it easy pass for everyone.
Yes, and they're trying to push this on the bridges, which violates the Commerce Clause.
I heard about this actually. I heard that that some states were doing it where there's no more cash lanes, and basically, if you don't have an easy pass, they send you a fine.
I have not heard about this at all.
Yeah.
It's just one more reason that I will avoid New Jersey.
Well, but let me give you the big picture here. All of the banks are the centralizing of wealth all over the world. Now, once you have electronic money, and however they manipulate the stocks, as our money starts to change in value, other things become more important. Salt at one time was the main source of wealth, not gold. That's why the word salary came from salt.
I'm sorry, so salt? Did you say so salt big. Was the main form of wealth?
Yeah, like table salt, stuff you put on food.
When was that? Because that seems like a long time. You're saying before gold and silver, there was salt?
Salt. Salt, well, that's why they say you're worth, you know those sayings? You're the salt of the earth. There's so many poetic lines about you're the salt of the earth, you're not worth the salt. And salt was so important at one time. So the point I'm making is...
Right, it was important because that's how you preserved food before refrigerators existed.
But he's saying it was currency.
Well, there was no refrigerators. I mean, every animal has to have salt.
This is new to me. I have not heard salt was currency. Had you ever heard that one, Daryl?
I never heard that it was currency, but I knew that it was valuable and important.
Is that what you're saying? Are you saying salt was actually used as currency or that it was just valuable to people?
I'm going before currency. Until Andrew Jackson made
technically anything that is valuable is generally exchanged as a medium of exchange, and that's the definition of currency.
Look, Tony, I know where you're coming from, man. What you're saying is that you're afraid of the idea of a cashless society, that if cash goes away, then every transaction will be tracked. And I think there's some valid concerns there, and there's some evidence that certainly some people in the banking world would like to eliminate cash, as well as government would like that, because they like the idea of tracking people, right?
Well, and also, let me give you the thing that bothers me the most. Mom and pop businesses have to work on a certain amount of cash, and that has to come from small banks. Now, they've already made a law that a bank cannot lend out money, cash, until it has a certain amount of money always. So the banks are also restricted by making the cash available.
That sounds like misinformation. I mean, maybe I misunderstood what you're saying, but banks are able to lend out something like 9 times the amount of money they have in reserves. It's called fractional reserve banking. Tony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And they're authorized to do that by the Federal Reserve. It's basically kind of a scam, essentially. They can loan you money into existence. The local bank can essentially create money by you signing their loan forms, is my understanding of how it works. It's pretty crazy. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live coming up. Google versus antiwar.com. The situation is getting worse instead of better. It was looking like it was going to get better, but now talks have sort of degenerated at this point, I guess you could say. We'll give you more information here in a moment. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, some good news, perhaps, for Amazon. Johnson's got a story about the FAA might actually be allowing some drone testing.
Hey.
So we'll get into that here, because right now it's completely prohibited for you to use drones for commercial purposes. You want to go up, take a picture of a wedding with your drone? If you're the hired photographer, you are committing a federal crime. So maybe that'll be loosening up. Johnson's got more on that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we were talking about a local head shop that was raided in 2014. The owners are facing 23 years in prison for selling pipes and what they claim is a conspiracy to launder money, which is an interesting charge, right? Normally you think of laundering money as something that drug dealers do. Well, they're charging them with laundering money because they're saying that just because they sold something that was supposedly contraband is laundering money. Anytime you sell something that's illegal, according to the federal government, you're laundering money. So they're facing 20 years for laundering money and 3 years for selling pipes. So a total of up to 23 years plus $500,000 in fines, or up to $500,000. So if you want to comment on the war on drugs destroying people's families and businesses, because, you know, there's a business here. They have hired people locally to sell these pipes, and, you know, they're helping people with jobs and they've got two kids, and now it's all being thrown into ruin thanks to the federal government's insane war on drugs that continues to destroy lives, even as marijuana is being legalized in states all across the United States, even in Washington, D.C. And then we had Tony call in from New Jersey saying that he's concerned about the lack of cash in the world, that more businesses, he says, are now not accepting cash. He gave airlines, certain airlines, as an example. And it's true. I don't know which one it is, but there's at least one airline where you cannot pay cash for alcohol or any drinks on board. You have to pay with a credit card.
They should really just get it over with and have some sort of like payment system that everybody can do with, like, you know, like a mark on their hand or something.
Well, that's certainly what some people are afraid of, right? The that they see the cashless society as a first step towards, you know, the mark of the beast or whatever. And then, of course, those same people will not be happy with Bitcoin, which is...
They need to just write a cash transaction system or whatever, like, you know, that's a universal payment system, and just come up with an acronym that spells out, like, BEAST or whatever.
The new,
like,
Beast card, now available.
and then try and get some, like, government contract money, you know? Why not?
And make sure that the first number, the middle number, and the last number are all fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, there are people who are concerned about this, and I think they have some legitimate concerns. I mean, I think it is a legitimate concern that the government will be able to track all transactions. Obviously, that's one of the reasons why there are people within the government and the banking system who would like to end cash. They would like to have people just using some sort of a government card or a credit card where every place they go, there will be some government bureaucrat who'll be able to pull up a report and see, oh, well, this, you know, person has done all of these things financially, and if there's no cash, then in theory that would make it more difficult to do things like selling drugs or prostitution. I mean, there is going to be a way that the black market will find to work around that.
Just buy our groceries.
What's that?
You said it would make it difficult to do prostitution. I said, just buy her some groceries.
Well, right. There would be a trade. I mean, they would have to use their card to buy something that the person values and then give it to them. So, you know, the drug dealer might need groceries, or they might need a car stereo system that they can then trade. It would make things a little bit more complicated.
Get yourself involved with a new biometric economic assets system for transaction.
BEAST. Wait, wow. What was the A? Biometric economic asset system?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed the asset. but, you know, I mean, I share some of the concerns there, right? Like, I don't want the government to be able to track everything
I
do.
Right.
And so I don't support the ending of cash on that basis. I think, you know, as long as a government currency is going to exist, I don't support ending cash. I don't support the government currency, and that's why I support Bitcoin and other alternatives to where, you know, people can use a system that is not created by the government, not created by the banks, that is completely decentralalized. Although someone could rightfully point out, well, hey, Bitcoin is even more transparent than the cash system is, because all Bitcoin transactions are available as a public ledger. Anyone who wants to can go to blockchain.info, type in a Bitcoin wallet address, and see every single transaction that has ever been associated with that address. So,
right, but they don't necessarily pull up what the transaction was for, the transaction went to, who the transaction originated from, unless one of the Bitcoin wallet IDs that they're using is publicly attached to someone.
Correct. And sometimes blockchain will show you that information. So if you pull up a wallet ID, it will actually identify in some cases what that wallet is. Like, they know Free Talk Live's wallet. They know LRN.FM. They know, you know, they probably know FPP.cc. So, you're right, though, Daryl. If you don't reveal the wallet information that you have for Bitcoin publicly, then no one can know that it's your wallet. But, of course, if you want someone to pay you with Bitcoin, at some point you would have to give them your wallet ID. But
can have multiple wallets. Right. You can have one for receiving, and then you send those Bitcoin after you receive them to another wallet that you use for spending. And then you can use coin mixing and other sorts of
coin mixing is
jumbling
really important
softwares.
Part. Because because you think that you haven't identified your wallet doesn't mean that some government agent couldn't say, hey, you know, like this X wallet service, especially if you're using a wallet service, say, you know, what IP address is accessing this wallet? you know, and then they take that IP address and then contact the ISP, and then they've identified who owns that IP address.
Right.
I mean, it's like
a no-brainer. If you're using a wallet service.
Sure.
But you can also set up the Bitcoin software on your own computer.
And then it makes it even easier to trace, because then they can figure out which, you know, what Bitcoin is addressing that wallet, and they know where the transaction is going to an IP address, right?
No, I don't think that there's a specific IP address associated with the wallet, right? So the wallets all exist on the Bitcoin network.
Right.
There's not, even though the wallet file, the private key that you have, the way Bitcoin works is there's a public and a private key, and the person mm-hmm. with the private key essentially has the key to the vault, if you will,
right.
the key to the account. They don't know where that key is. Just because I'm running software on my
sure,
computer
okay.
right now, I'm connected to the Bitcoin network, and that Bitcoin software is running, you know, the FTL wallet, essentially.
Right.
But if I open up a different wallet in that software, it doesn't broadcast, hey, so-and-so,
yeah, yeah.
you know, this IP address has this wallet at it. So you can still access those wallets in a fairly anonymous fashion. As long as you haven't shared the wallet information with someone as, hey, this
right.
is my wallet, there's no real way for them to know. They could look and they could see, oh, well, you, Daryl, your FPP wallet here, we see that 100 Bitcoins has left that wallet and it's sitting in this other wallet, and we suspect that it's yours. But unless you admit to it being yours, they don't know for sure.
I'd really like to know where those 100 Bitcoin
yeah.
came from, because I have never had that many.
So I think Bitcoin is a way around this, actually. So, you know, if they were to actually go to the cashless society that our caller was concerned with, if, you know, at 2016 they flip a switch and they say, well, now anytime you spend cash, we're going to be taking it out of circulation for the next year, and then after 2016, cash will no longer exist in the United States. Because that's what would have to happen, right? Like, they would essentially have to outlaw the use of cash, or have a transitionary period where people could still use cash, but every cash deposit sent to a bank would never be able to be withdrawn, that the banks would then sort of, you know, collect all the cash that was wherever brought to them. That might be one way for them to end it. But if they do that, then people could still use Bitcoin to do other off-the-books transactions, like drug deals, or whatever it is they're trying to stop by getting rid of cash. That would just move more business to Bitcoin. It would actually be one of the best things that could possibly happen for Bitcoin, is the prohibition of using cash, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'm thinking if they wind up, you know, and this is purely hypothetical, but if there is some kind of thing of all monies deposited into banks from now until the end of next year, people would still have cash to do drug deals with.
Yeah, but if you can't do anything with the cash besides sell drugs, then what good is it?
You can do other things with cash besides sell drugs. You can give it to strippers. You can
yeah,
give it to prostitutes.
Cash is only valuable.
You can give it to people that grow their own chickens and hens.
But the cash is only valuable because it's forced to be accepted at businesses. It's legal tender, and that means that businesses have to accept it.
You do realize that there were times before legal tender laws, right?
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
And people used cash before there were legal tender laws.
Okay, but if no businesses will accept cash, then what value is it besides
people
buying
will accept it.
Prostitutes?
Buying unregulated bacon. Buying uninspected
yeah.
eggs.
I guess, so what you're saying is people
underground
will,
economies.
You're saying people will so widely accept it that it won't matter if it's prohibited.
Yes.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.